The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with Pat Devaney, who is my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Very good today. Thank you.
Good. We have a special guest. We have Dan Craddock, owner of Brighter. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Looking forward to a fabulous discussion with you.
Absolutely.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we discuss all things real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been appraising, listing, and selling real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or if you have a comment or if you'd like to suggest a topic, give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Only positive comments. That's all, right?
Oh boy, you just ensured you're going to get some now.
Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Also view our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, where we also have many archive radio shows. Now, Dan Craddock, owner of Brighter. What is Brighter and how long have you been doing what you do, please?
Well, Brighter is a window cleaning and pressure washing service serving northeastern Pennsylvania. And we've been in business locally for the past 7 years. I've been doing this for about 9 years altogether, and 7 years on my own. The two other years, I worked for somebody else and pretty much learned the tricks of the trade there.
So, and then went out on your own.
Exactly. I moved back home to Scranton. I actually learned outside in the Philadelphia suburbs. I worked for a great company down there. Learned a lot of great stuff. And when I decided to move back home to Scranton, I brought all my skills with me and started serving customers up here on a regular basis.
So you provide residential and commercial services?
Correct. We do provide commercial and residential. Our business is geared more toward residential, but we do have several regularly satisfied commercial customers too, mainly restaurants, because they need to look clean, obviously. You want people to walk into your store and do business with you, so you don't want to look like a dirty business for sure. You want those windows to sparkle.
So this is your busy season. I'm sure the spring and the summer are your busy seasons for the residential. And you do a lot of the window cleaning, or do you do window cleaning / power washing?
Well, I'd say during the spring, it's, all year actually, you can do both, but it's obviously better to do it when it's warmer out. That's when people tend to think about cleaning more. You know, you get the spring cleaning fever and everybody wants everything cleaned up. So, we do pressure washing and window cleaning. I'd say it's almost like a 50-50 split. You know, you kind of want to get them both done if you want the full effect of a clean house and clean windows. But obviously, there's people that just want pressure washing or they just want their windows cleaned. So,
good. I from a real estate perspective, from a realtor's viewpoint, I think windows are one of the most important things when selling a home. And I had a house 2 years ago. I swear to this moment, it sold. It was a beautiful home. But when you went in, those windows were sparkling clean. And that homeowner spent a lot of time making sure those windows are clean. And as a realtor that goes into many homes, I am very surprised by how many people, the house is usually meticulous. The living room is nice, well cleaned, the bathroom, the kitchen, so on and so forth. But you look at the windows and it looks like there's years of buildup there. I mean, windows aren't easy to clean. They take a lot of time, but a lot of people, I think, forget about them too.
Absolutely. I would definitely say they forget about them. It's really probably the number one overlooked thing in your house. You really never think about your windows. And I mean, there are people that really, you know, look at the windows and they want them clean, but honest to God, there's most people out there that'll say, hey, I've never had my windows cleaned, that's why you're here today, and they're completely filthy. But when we leave, they're amazed, and they call us back usually every year after that, once they see that you could actually hire somebody. Honestly, I think most people, it's an education thing. I don't think they actually know you could even hire somebody to clean windows. They just it never crosses their mind. So they think, oh, I don't want to clean my windows this weekend because it's going to take them forever. You know, usually if you're getting your windows cleaned, it takes a few hours. As opposed to you doing it yourself, it's going to take probably a whole day or even 2 days. I mean, and you probably might not even get the result you're looking for when you're done, because they might not look as good as you want them to, because you're just doing it wrong. You don't have the right stuff. You don't have the right equipment. So you might not be happy with the result after you just wasted a whole weekend getting your windows cleaned. So
Well, I don't mean to interrupt you, but when you come to our house and you did it, it looks 10 times better than when I do the window. When I do the window, the sunlight comes through it and I see streaks, and then you come and...
Yeah, exactly.
It's they're beautiful. Perfect. They're crystal clear. Patrick made a comment the last time you were there. You were there just a couple months ago, and he went into the room that you just did, and he said, oh my God, it looks like the window's open. That's how clean they were.
I dread cleaning the windows. I think I'd rather go to the dentist than spend the day cleaning the windows. It's one of the worst. It's terrible.
It's definitely not fun, especially if you don't have the right tools to clean with it. I mean, honestly, if you got me up with a spray bottle of Windex and a towel, I wouldn't like cleaning windows either, because that's not the right way to do it. You need to have the correct tools, and that's what we have. So.
Well, let me tell you a little bit why the history of me and why you now clean my windows. After we moved into our house, we have how many? 40-some windows.
Yeah, we got a lot of windows.
And I like clean windows. Windows are very important to me. To bring in sunlight, I don't like a lot of things, draperies, curtains.
Don't say curtains.
Blinds, what have you. I don't like them on my windows. I like open windows. That's what I like. I like a bright and cheery house. So I took this task upon myself. And I'll tell you what, it took me weeks to clean my windows, because I would spend a good half hour on each and every window. I'd get a bucket of water and mix it with ammonia. And I'd clean the inside and the outside and the inside the track.
Right.
And the windowsill.
Right.
I spent a lot of time, but it near killed me.
Right. And we have tilt-in windows. I mean, we have new windows. It's not like you had the old ones and you're hanging outside. And it was...
Now, in addition to the regular cleaning week after week and vacuuming and keeping on top of everything else... And taking down the drapes and washing them and doing the rugs and so on and so forth. I could have spent just a month in my house cleaning it. And I don't have that time.
No, not many people do. That's why it's always easier just to call a professional, and they could bring their years of experience to the table and get it done literally in a few hours. That's
you
all it takes.
You were only there 2 hours.
About 2 hours, maybe two and a half. I mean, the typical house only takes, you know, on average in between 2 and 3 hours to do. Some even shorter, depending on what you're getting done. But that's about it. A few hours, you don't have to lift a finger, and you could have a house full of clean windows that look great.
Now, dirty windows, if people don't clean their windows, that could actually hurt that glass, correct?
It could over time, yeah. You could set yourself up for window failure or premature staining on the windows. And once your windows are stained, it kind of falls into the category of window restoration, which is completely different than window cleaning. That's not an easy job. It takes time. You have to have the right abrasive cleaners to get those windows restored at that point. So that's definitely something you don't want.
Do you do that?
We do window restoration, but it's definitely separate than window cleaning. It's a different type of service. So you can get it done while you're getting your windows cleaned, but it's just a different process. And sometimes you can't look at a window and know exactly what the stain is on it. You kind of have to try a few different things on it and find out what's working. So
well, that would take a lot longer.
Absolutely, yeah. That could take even a professional a while to get done. But you know, that's what happens after years of staining on windows that have been neglected. It takes you quite some time to get all that layer of stain off. So it comes off in layers when you're doing window restoration.
Now, do you know, obviously, when it's raining, you don't clean windows. So how do you? What's your approach there?
Well, I can't say that's completely true. You have your people that care that you're cleaning windows in the rain. You have your people that don't care about you cleaning windows in the rain. So what I always tell people is, if it's raining out, we'll still come and clean your windows. Because to be honest with you, rain is actually the most pure form of water. That doesn't hurt your windows. It's really your screens. If you have screens on your windows, that's trapping all the dirt and airborne particles. When your screens are dirty, the rain is going to rinse the dirt off of your screen onto your window. So if you have your screens cleaned, your windows shouldn't be dirty after a rainstorm. And if you don't have screens, it's even better because you're not trapping any dirt or airborne particles in your screen ready to be washed onto your window when it rains. So the rain really isn't going to hurt your windows. But if, you know, it kind of coincides with pressure washing here, because if you have dirty siding and the rain's washing off your siding, the rain's going to come down your house onto your window. And once the water evaporates, that's where you get the dirt. So rain isn't necessarily bad is what I'm trying to tell you. But for people that are really worried about the rain and us coming out, we do offer, you know, 48 hours after we're at your house, if it rains and it messes up your windows, we will come back out for free and touch anything you want up. So that's for the people that are worried about scheduling during inclement weather.
Or you'll go to do the insides and then come back on a sunny day to do the outside?
Absolutely. We could accommodate people that way too. If that's the way they want to do it, we can definitely make two trips, do the inside on one day and come back on a nice, bright, sunny day. Like everybody wants to have their windows cleaned on and finish up on the outside. So we could definitely do that too.
Yeah, you gave me that option last time, but you came and you did it all. Okay, Dan, would you give us your contact information, please?
Sure. Everybody can either find us on the web at www.brighterwindowcleaning.com, and you could search our website there, get plenty of information. And if you're looking for an estimate, you could fill out the contact form there, and it will be forwarded to my email address, and I will contact you via email. And if you want to call us, you can reach us at 570-341-7422. And either speak to me or leave a message and I will call you back as soon as possible. And we could talk about your windows and things you need done to clean up the house.
So you're a full service window cleaning company for both residential and commercial. You do power washing, rain gutter cleaning. What else?
I think you pretty much covered it, but there are a few other things that we do. I mean, a couple add-ons, you know, if we're at a house and we're cleaning windows and, you know, you have some burnt out light bulbs that are up high, we have the ladders and stuff like that to change those for you. If you have high light fixtures, like a chandelier or something like that, we can get up there and clean that for you as well. We've done shower doors before. We've cleaned fish tanks before, which sounds kind of odd. Just the outside, not the inside of the fish tank.
Skylights.
Skylights, yeah. We have the ladders to get up there to get the inside and the outside of the skylight. So those are a few extras that we do with window cleaning.
Okay, great. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, we have a beautiful three-bedroom, three-bath home located at 433 Bodnick Street in Peckville for $183,000. This beauty has a bright and cheery open floor plan. It has a three-season sunroom, a finished lower level with the family room and the office down there. It also has a new hot water heater, gas heat with two zones, a second floor laundry, vinyl tilt-in windows, a large yard, and a large concrete driveway. So if you're looking for a beautiful three-bedroom, three-bath home in Peckville, give us a call about 433 Bodnick Street for $183,000.
Thank you, Pat. How are people coming to the closing table? How are they paying for the properties out there for single-family residential homes in the Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Wayne, and Wyoming counties? This is the Scranton Board of Realtors multi-list statistics for the last 30 days. 28% paid cash. That's where they didn't have to go get finance and go to a bank or a lender. 42% went with a conventional loan. That's a regular loan, a mortgage. 20% went with the FHA mortgage, that's the Federal Housing Administration, and that, I think that number has dipped. And rural housing is up a little bit, and that's at 3.4%. Some people took advantage of the rural housing mortgage. And then the VA, Veterans Administration loan, 5%. That's up quite a bit from previous months. We're headed towards a break. Stay with us. We'll be back with more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting, too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ready from Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Very good.
Lovely.
Lovely.
Okay. We also have Dan Craddock, owner of Brighter. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie.
Give me a brief description of Brighter. What is it?
Brighter is a window cleaning and pressure washing service for northeastern Pennsylvania, and we service commercial buildings and storefronts and also residential houses.
Okay, so we spent the first half of the show talking about window cleaning, and we touched on the various things that you do. When you go to a property, what are the things that you do? You know, you're conscientious, I know, because you do my house. What are the things that you do that a homeowner would want and expect?
Well, what homeowners can expect from us is fast service. It'll usually be done within a few hours. If you're looking just for an estimate, you can get a free estimate, no obligation. We're fully insured up to $1 million so that you're protected if anything, God forbid, did happen at your house. And also, we would offer you a full 100% money-back guarantee if you were completely unhappy with the work. So that's always there, too. And also competitive pricing. We're not too cheap. We're not too expensive. It's very affordable. Typically, you can get a whole house full of clean windows. The average house costs, I'd say, in between $100 and $250. So it really depends. You'd have to call, and every house is kind of different with the style of windows and things like that. So it's more of a visual thing. You'd have to kind of look at it to get an actual firm price. But usually it's about $100 to $250 price range.
And then I get a free weekend because I don't have to be cleaning windows for 2 days.
You can go out playing golf, you know, ride your boat around, go fishing, do whatever you want to do. Take a vacation.
Can I ride your boat around?
If I owned a boat, I'd loan it to you. Absolutely.
So what else do you do? When you go to the property or you have the job, you're going to go in, what do you do? Does the owner have to move everything away from the windows? Do they have to take their draperies down? Do they have to remove the blinds?
No, they don't have to do any of that stuff. That would be way too hard. What we do is we work around everything you have in your house. Typically, you don't really have to move anything. The only thing that sometimes I ask is if you have little knickknacks around the windows, you know, we don't like to fool around with those because they're fragile. We don't want to break anything in. You know, it doesn't really happen, but we would like people to move their knickknacks and stuff around the windows. But as far as heavy furniture, you don't have to move that. We can do that. You don't have to take down your drapes. We can work around them. If we have to take them down, we will, but it really never happens. The blinds, you don't have to take those down. We could just get right to work around everything. So you don't have to move anything if that's what you're... I hope I answered your question there.
Yes, so. You did, and that's what I like because I don't have to prepare for you coming.
No.
And you leave everything exactly the way you found it. You remove all my screens. We're not out there removing all the screens.
No, we don't do anything.
We don't do anything.
No.
You do it for us.
We just leave, yeah.
No, we're full service. That's the beauty about calling somebody and having it done for you. You really don't have to waste your time. It's literally just a phone call or an email away and setting up an appointment, and it's that easy.
I remember when we were renting, we had an apartment we were renting out, and I was cleaning the windows, and it was horrible because it was a piece of glass over the other glass. They were 100-year-old windows. They were terrible. And I was cleaning the windows, and the woman came up, and she says, I'm going to take this apartment just because I see you out there scrubbing the windows.
Yeah.
I'd rather see you out there scrubbing the windows.
Absolutely, yeah, as would I. But that's a great great selling point if you're trying to rent a property out or even trying to buy a house. Clean windows is a must, I'd say. I mean, you can't live without them. If you walk in your house with filthy windows, I mean, it's like night and day once they're done. I mean, I'd say if your house was on the market and you had filthy windows, you got to get them cleaned. I mean, if someone walks in your house and the windows are filthy, you're making a mistake. You might as well just spend the $100 or $200 it's going to cost to get them cleaned, because it's going to have that wow effect. When someone walks into a house, they're not going to be able to say no to it. They're going to feel right at home if things look clean and taken care of. You know, they're going to know that you took care of the house, and they're going to want to be there.
Clean goes a really long way when you're selling a property. And I think what happens with buyers when they see anything dirty, and especially windows, is that maybe the property was neglected.
Absolutely.
You know, that it wasn't well maintained in the long run. So if you can't clean a window, you know, right. What else that I can't see?
Right. Exactly.
I've had buyers, I was showing them houses and they could never get past that the house wasn't very clean. They were looking down, they were saying, oh, the carpet's not vacuumed or the windows are dirty. They could never see the whole house because they couldn't get past the clean thing.
They were focused on...
on the dirt.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it definitely freaks people out when a house is filthy, because you just think, you know, how many other, you know, pets were in here, or, you know, just anything you could think of, it starts running through your mind about the house if it's dirty. You definitely want to have the house clean when you're showing it.
And so clean windows are a good start. Now, getting back to the windows, do you clean screens? Is it necessary to clean screens? Should people clean the screens as often as they do the windows?
Yes, we do clean screens, and it's very important to have clean screens, because if the screens are dirty, chances are your windows are going to be dirty the next time it rains. Because if it rains and it washes all the dirt from your screens onto the windows, you know, you kind of just wasted your money on getting your windows cleaned. So you definitely should have your screens cleaned, because all that airborne particles and dirt is kind of caught in your screen, like almost like an air filter would be. So you want to have those clean. It's very important. And yes, we do clean screens. So
how do you clean screens?
How do we clean screens? Well, we could either use a brush, or what I like to do is get my pressure washer out and line them all up and use very low pressure, and it kind of blows the dirt and grime right off the screens. And then we let them dry, and by the time they're dried and we're done cleaning the windows, we put them all back on the house and they're completely clean. So
good. Now, what is your, do you use a special type of solution? And is it, when you go to a property, what's your mixture? What do you use? Do you use Windex, or do you use a special type of cleaner in your water?
Yeah, what would you tell somebody to use?
We definitely don't do Windex. That's something over the counter. We use, you know, a special trade catalog we order from, and, you know, window cleaning suppliers is who we use. They're the industry experts. They push certain products that they know work and that are tested. So we always buy from the window cleaning industry, directly from the suppliers out there. You're not going to find the good stuff at your Home Depot or Lowe's or, you know, at your supermarket. You're just not. You're going to find the over-the-counter stuff that they're selling, trying to make money on. So, but we use, I can't give away all my secrets, but there's several different products that we use depending on what kind of window problem you're having. So it's kind of broad. One of the solutions we like to use is called Glass Gleam. That's all I could really tell you about that. It helps keep the window wetter longer, and it doesn't dry in the sun, because that's a big thing with people cleaning windows. The sun will dry you out real quick, and that's how you get a lot of the smears and streaks too when you're cleaning. So that's one of the products we use in our solution. And basically it's just soap on a scrubber pad too. That kind of helps the tools we use glide, because you're using a squeegee, and you want the rubber to glide across the glass. So you're using pretty much a window cleaning concentrate and also a squeegee with good rubber. And I'm going to say good rubber because the stuff that you could buy at Home Depot and Lowe's, also you might be able to buy a squeegee there, but they're selling you something with bad rubber in it. It really doesn't last long at all. So it might work once good, but it's not going to work a bunch of times good. So a lot of people say, well, I own a squeegee and I tried to clean my windows, but I can't get it as clean as you can. It's probably because you have bad rubber. That's why. So that's important to have quality tools. And we use all that stuff, all the good stuff from the window cleaning suppliers. So there's no worries there.
Okay. Now, when you have there's different types of homes and styles and windows. There's leaded glass. There's stained glass. There's all the double hung windows.
Right.
And the panes are different than, say, you know, the newer style replacement window or a new window these days. So do you use different types of products on those types of windows?
Not necessarily. The window cleaning solution we use is it'll pretty much clean anything. As far as solution-wise, we don't really stray away from our normal cleaning solution. But, you know, depending on what the issues, like I said, the glass quality issues with the windows, we will use something different. Whereas if you're getting into a window restoration job instead of a cleaning job, you might use some more aggressive cleaners to kind of get them back up to into shape.
So your approach to these different types of windows is pretty much the same, unless you're getting into a restoration project.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same for us. I mean, we see every job you go to is different. Every house has its differences, but it's pretty much all the same to us. I mean, we've pretty much seen it all. There's very few times when we go up to a house and it's kind of like, wow, this is the first time we've seen this. I mean, they're always, the window industry are pushing different styles of windows and stuff like that, but we pretty much can handle it all. There's not much that we can't do as far as windows go, so.
Cleaning windows, did you ever see something that perhaps you should not have or you didn't want to see?
Did you ever surprise anybody?
No, I mean, most of the people that schedule us know we're going to be there. So, no, when you go up to a window, you know.
It's not like you're in an apartment in New York,
if you
right?
call the window cleaners and we start cleaning your windows, don't take a shower right after we show up. I mean, wait till we leave. So if you do, then it's your own fault.
Okay. All right. Now, you have guys that work with you. You're a full-service company, window cleaning company. You do this every day of the week. You do it 12 months a year.
Yes, we do.
And so you don't take winters off and go to Puerto Rico.
No, I wish, but we definitely work all year long. It's a 12-month service, so you can call anytime. Most people don't tend to call in the winter for whatever reason. They're not, you know, it's snowing out. Everybody has the cabin fever. They're just upset that they're inside anyway. So they're not calling people to clean their windows because they think that we can't do it. It might be too cold, but that's false. We can do it. And actually, if you're looking for the best deal possible, I would advise anybody to call in January, February, or March, because that is the slowest time of the year. So you will get the best deal going.
Best price.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, you clean my office windows because we have huge windows in the front of our office and you clean them all year round for us. So I know that you provide services in the winter. How often should someone clean their windows? My office, we do those every couple weeks, but like a house, say a residential home.
A house, I would say, I usually advise people every 6 months if you really, really want to keep up on it. I mean, but it really comes down to personal preference and what your tolerance is for looking out dirty windows. And if you live in the woods, your windows are going to get filthy a lot quicker. Or on a main street, absolutely. You know, it rains out and, you know, you got people driving fast and all the mist from the people driving, it splashes up everywhere in the air and it ends up on your windows. So,
and if you have a lot of trees around.
Exactly.
Like that.
So okay. I'd say every 6 months, at least once a year though. But if you're having us out for the first time, I would say that you want to get inside and outside done, not just the outside, because you won't see the full effect unless you get inside and outside done. So I can't tell you how many people say, oh, well, I want you to come and clean the outside of the windows. Okay, so we do. Then they call back, oh, there's something on the window. I say, are you sure it's not on the inside? I actually just had this happen to me yesterday. The woman called me and said, oh, I hate to complain, but there's a big streak on the big picture window in our living room. I said, okay, well, I'll come back and clean it for you. No problem. I said, just make sure it's not on the inside. Before I even got up to the house, she called me back about 15 minutes later and said, I'm so sorry, Dan. You know, it was on the inside. I apologize. So, and she was a first-time customer, and I told her you should probably get them both done inside and outside. Just that way you can see the full effect of clean windows. But she didn't. So, you know, she had to live with her own cleaning in her house. So it wasn't up to par with mine. So she thought we made a mistake, but really it was on the inside of the house. So.
Good advice. Well, next week, would you come back with us? Because I would like to talk about some of your other services, please.
Sure, absolutely. It'd be a pleasure.
Your contact information, Dan Craddock, Brighter.
From Brighter Window Cleaning and Pressure Washing Service, you can reach us at 570-341-7422, or you can browse our website and contact us via the contact form on there at www.brighterwindowcleaning.com.
Thank you, Dan. Pat?
Yes, we have a very nice three-bedroom, two-bath home located at 431 Main Street in Moosic for only $95,000. This home has very low taxes of only $1,050 a year. It's on a large level lot. It has a covered front porch and off-street parking. This home has a brand new kitchen with new cabinets, new flooring, and new lights. The bathrooms have also been updated. So if you're looking for a three-bedroom, two-bath home with a new kitchen and low taxes, give us a call about 431 Main Street in Moosic for only $95,000. And that's listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.